Hi, I'm Beth Burrows at the North End Theater, and I have the honor and privilege of talking to Earl Bell, current president of the Snoqualmie Valley Chamber today. And Earl, I have been a long admirer of yours. Always very fun to run into you at meetings. You run a tight meeting, and it's always just a pleasure to speak with you. You come from a finance background, is that correct? Or
I do, Beth. And before we get into me, I just have to laugh because you are so humble. We've served together on the Chamber Board of Directors, and I'm honored that you represent the voice of downtown merchants in North Bend, and your voice is a very important voice at the table. So I appreciate you as much as you appreciate me.
Well, I always enjoy our encounters wherever we can. So tell us a little bit about where you came from and how'd you wind up in Snoqualmie in North Bend?
Sure. The short story, I grew up in Anchorage, Alaska. Moved to Seattle to go to school at Seattle University in the early 80s, which makes me, about that old. And moved back to Alaska for 4 years and then came back. And I've been here in the area since 1989. Moved to the Valley about 5.5 years ago after our kids got out of high school, and absolutely love it out here.
Oh, that's amazing. I used to work at Seattle University.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I did. I worked in the graduate admissions school, so I helped people get into graduate school. So, yeah, it's a great school. It was very, very fun to be there. So
yeah, it was a fabulous university, a wonderful experience, amazing friends, and zero regrets. It was great.
Oh, good for you. And did you work with any local or Pacific Northwest based companies when you first came here?
Well, out of college, I went to work for an accounting firm. Graduated with an accounting degree, so classically trained accountant. Mm-hmm. And then moved back in 1989, took a job at Nintendo when Nintendo was exploding. They became a national phenomenon in the late 80s, early 90s, which is when I worked there, met my wife, Carrie, who you know. And it was a nice entry back into the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, good. Well, we're sure glad it brought you here. Did you have any interesting experiences there at Nintendo, or just too many to describe?
Well, it's kind of funny, Beth. I was doing a little cleaning in the garage over the weekend, and I found a stack of old Nintendo newsletters that go back to 1989, and Carrie and I were flipping through them, just marveling at what an amazing time that it was. Yeah. I remember a couple of things. I remember when the Seattle Mariners were getting acquired. The majority owner of the Mariners was the president and CEO of Nintendo Company Limited, which was the parent company in Japan. And I remember being part of moving some money around to help make that happen, which is fabulous. And we would get all kinds of interesting guests that would come through the building over the years. And one of the most interesting, I thought, was his name was Yuri Gagarin. He was a Russian astronaut. It was just a fabulous experience. Way more fun than a mid-20-something young man should have at the time. It was great.
Right. So in a way, we have you to thank for the Seattle Mariners. In a way.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch, but I certainly was in the room.
Oh, I always remember Ichiro and line up that bat and yeah.
I've got the bobblehead if you're interested.
Oh, very fun. Maybe I'll come and bobble it.
So. There you go.
Okay. And what interested you about the local Chamber of Commerce? I mean, you came from some very large international corporations. What interested you about our little chamber here?
Well, what Carrie and I love about the Valley is that it's small. I think the friendships are deeper, and the community, I think, is a perfect place to settle down and create roots for, I guess, for us, a second half of life. Mm-hmm. And what interested me about the chamber was I was thinking at the time that there would be a way to get involved in a way where I could contribute in some small way to help the business community thrive. And it was Rob Watton, actually, who was rolling off the board, and he had reached out and invited me to consider. serving. And to be candid with you, Beth, I had no idea how I could be helpful at the time. And chatted with Jody Carr, who was rolling off the board at the time. Mm-hmm. And for the life of me, they saw something in me that I didn't see at the time. I honestly didn't know how someone relatively new to the Valley could contribute to the chamber. But this predecessors in leadership, Andy Glandon and Carolyn Simpson, were more than awesome. Mm-hmm. And really learned a lot from them and just have enjoyed the ride so far.
Well, good. I have to tell you, in my personal opinion, I think that you have been very much a great substance. You've been like glue. I mean, you get people and you just glue them together and you make everybody into a cohesive unit, all edging towards the common goal. So I think that's been outstanding under your leadership. So
yeah, thank you for that. My opinion, I think we as a board had a great retreat a couple of years ago when we kind of figured out that our mission, our purpose was to somehow find ways to strengthen commerce through community. Mm-hmm. And to acknowledge that we are a regional chamber with two cities and three other communities. And mm-hmm. if we focused our efforts in figuring out, well, how can you build bridges and how can you break down silos and how can we find ways to promote commerce mm-hmm. in support of small businesses in particular, then we're probably onto something, and you know, our time serving as volunteers is worthwhile. So mm-hmm. Really easy to get a bunch of people around the ideals. Then the trick, of course, is figuring out how we can contribute in our small ways.
Right. And really, I mean, local small businesses, they're just the lifeblood of a community. I mean, it's your neighbor who's got a retail store. It's your friend down the street who has a new restaurant that they're trying. I mean, it really does create for a better community overall if you have a strong local small businesses. So
yeah, I agree completely. And in the part of Snoqualmie where I live, it's more of a bedroom community. My observation, a lot of people commute to their jobs in Bellevue or Seattle. Mm-hmm. And while I appreciate that, I think it's also important to acknowledge that there are a lot of amazing people that have set roots here in the Valley and have mm-hmm. chosen to open a business and to be part of the connective tissue that makes, my opinion, the Valley an amazing place to live.
Well, yeah, I think if you live here, I think that you should look around for ways that you can contribute. And that could be in so many different ways, whether it's through your kids' sports program or through schools or your business. There are so many ways to get involved. And I think my takeaway from all my volunteering I've done is that you meet the best people.
100%.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Such good people that you meet along your way.
Well, I think I've mentioned this to you before. When we moved to the Valley, I wanted to meet two celebrities. One celebrity was Dave Eifert, because I thought that whoever was involved with the brewery in Snoqualmie had to be one of the coolest people in the world. And then for me, it was the owner of the North Bend Theater. At the time, it was the Walkers, and I got to meet Cindy. Mm-hmm. And then now you. So, you know, check. My bucket list has been partially complete. I've gotten an opportunity to know both of you over the years.
Earl, I think we're going to have to get you a bigger bucket because those are your celebrities.
I'm a very simple person living in a complicated world, Beth.
That's the way to be. Simple is better. And as you look, I know that your term is nearing an end as the president of the chamber.
Yes.
What do you think... I mean, what goals would you have in mind for the chamber going forward?
Yeah, this is kind of the legacy piece, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, when long after I am no longer serving on the board, and long after you're no longer serving in the board, or you know, anyone mm-hmm. else, you know, what would you hope for the chamber, and what would you hope for the community? The philosophy that I would hope carries on is the idea that if we focus on the right things, again, going back to the mission of strengthening commerce through community and finding ways to build bridges and to break down silos and to promote growth in small businesses, mm-hmm. if the chamber got 2% better on a consistent basis over a period of time, I would mm-hmm. be the happiest person in the history of the world in terms of someone who has found a way to contribute.
Right. That would be awesome. And yeah. How would you define 2% better? What do you mean by better? Do you mean more members, or how would you define better?
So strengthening commerce for community. Let's break that down. Mm-hmm. I think one of the healthy elements of a community is an active and engaged community. Mm-hmm. And towards that end, my belief is, to the extent that you have more members that are actively engaged in finding mm-hmm. ways to build connective tissue with one another, to share knowledge, to promote, to market, to learn, and to mm-hmm. grow, that ultimately, my opinion again, is the value that our particular Chamber of Commerce can provide. And, you know, of course, there's the traditional role that a Chamber of Commerce plays in terms of advocacy. Mm-hmm. You know, advocating with, and you're part of the Zoom calls. We, on a regular basis, have our mayor show up, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Our state representatives, Bill Ramos and Lisa Callen, and sometimes Senator Mark Mullett shows up. Mm-hmm. And being able to be that venue where our members get an opportunity to listen to, learn from elected officials, and to ask questions and to share the challenges that they're facing, so that our representatives can do a better job of making sure that the voice of the business community is heard loud and clear. So, and that's a traditional thing. Mm-hmm. What I think is kind of special about our regional chamber is I believe we're starting to unlock the code of figuring out how to connect and serve in maybe a deeper level than some other chambers choose to do. And this is just based on my observation of how other chambers operate. So, you know, maybe I'm off base. Mm-hmm. Just one person's opinion.
No, I think it's a valuable opinion. And I think you guys have done a really good job of that. I mean, from my short time being involved with the chamber, sometimes when you're in business for yourself, you feel like you're just a lone voice in the wilderness. And right. Sometimes you're looking around like, I don't know what to do next. Who do I bounce an idea off of? Where do I find this certain supply? Does anybody else use this? Anybody else? And I've really found a strong leadership during, of course, this time of the pandemic. You guys have been great about getting out information, handing out the PPE, you know, the personal protection equipment that has been granted to us. You guys really try and bring everybody into your fold. You're not exclusive at all. I admire that and like that. So
yeah, thank you for that. And I have to just acknowledge that when you say you guys, I assume you're including yourself in the mix, because we're all in the chamber team together, right?
No, I'm specifically pointing out Kelly Coughlin.
Yeah, it helps to have an amazing executive director who cares as much as she cares, who's had experience in leading other chambers, and is a tireless advocate. That is 100% an essential element for sure.
Yeah, maybe that's part of her Southern upbringing, because she is so down to earth and she just wants everybody be part of my family, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of the kindest, most generous people you'd ever meet.
Mm-hmm. And she works tirelessly. She really does.
Yeah.
Constantly on it. So I appreciate her very much. We'll have to make sure we get her on next time we talk about Valley business. And do you have any words that you would like to, or any direction you might like to see Valley businesses in general take to weather this storm, to come out the other end stronger? Any thoughts that you might have had on that?
Yeah, you know, call to action is maybe a way to think about it. And, you know, with the business clients that I work with, one of the things that I try to encourage them all to keep on the forefront is being mindful and intentional about how to attract and retain customers or clients that keep coming back and keep buying more. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the things that I learned when I was a CFO in the world of investment management. We had clients, Beth, they were 30-year clients. Mm-hmm. And if you think about one end of the spectrum, if, for instance, your movie theater audience, if someone attended the theater to watch a movie once and never came back, it would be really hard to build a sustainable business. But if you can build a community of people that find reasons to come back and participate in the theater experience in whatever way you're, you know, creating an experience, finding and building communities and building a long-term relationship with them keeps them coming back for more, because they, A, dig it. They like being at the theater, mm-hmm. and they're getting a great experience from, you know, whatever you're doing. is. And if you can do that in conjunction with building a team of employees that think, care, and act like owners, that want the business to be successful as much as you want it to be successful, in the long term, you're going to be fine. So that would be my encouragement to any small business today trying to figure out how to navigate the world of COVID and coming out of it healthy.
Right. Well, that is sort of the blessing and the curse of small business, is that it is you. I mean, you're out there, you're making those connections with your customers. You're like, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate your business and trying to serve their needs so that they get more out of your business. But you're also the middleman with your employees too, because you want them to be happy, because if they're happy and can do their job well, then that just serves your customers even better.
Yeah. And the trick, as you will find on your journey, I'm sure, you get to a point where it gets exhausting to carry the weight of the business on your shoulder. Mm-hmm. And as you develop a team and they really buy into what you're doing, you'll find that it's easier to give them ownership over things that you've had to do because, you know, you and Kevin are the owners, right? And as the business grows and the seats get filled and, you know, your biggest issue is figuring out where to cut off the line because you're at capacity, right? Then the challenge becomes, well, how do I empower the team and how do we elevate the experience and how do we keep people more excited about coming back? And, you know, those are the fun problems to solve. In my opinion, there are ways that every business of any size in the Valley can really work on that if they just focus on figuring out how to develop longer term relationships with their customers, their clients, and their employees.
I think that's really good advice. I'm always trying to look around, like, how can we make this more fun? How can we bring more of our personality to it? Because, you know, we're all local people and our customers are generally local. How can we make it more fun for them and for anyone who comes in here? So yeah, we're always looking for that. And so you are still doing your consulting.
Yeah, I work with business owners that want to either build a legacy company or they want to get their life back because they're feeling overwhelmed. And the way that it usually happens is just like we talked about, really being intentional and strategic about building long-term relationships with customers, clients, and employees. And then the second stage is really building a team of employees that buy into what you're doing and really think, care, and act like business owners. Because when you take that ownership mentality and you spread it out over everyone on the team, A, they're more committed to the mission. They like what they do, and there is no exit, just like there's no exit for you. I mean, it's your business. You're running it, right?
Well, yes, we're running it, and we hope someday our son will take it over and make it into what he sees as something great. But, I mean, it is hard for all business owners in this time to think, how can I get creative with maybe the old ways of, you know, people actually coming into your business are not maybe working or allowed. How can I serve them if I can't see them in front of my face? How can I help them more? So,
yeah, I think the trick is if you buy into the idea that building community, just like we're trying to do and are doing with the chamber, if that's part of the equation, well, how can you increase the size of your community? And, you know, traditional ways, open house, email lists, sales, finding ways to get your customers together, you know, thank you appreciation events. You know, there are all kinds of tactical things that you can do. But I think what we're going to find in the post-COVID world, finding ways to build virtual communities will be part of the pie, if you will, the recipe. And I don't know that anyone would be overly confident enough to say that they figured it out. But one of the things that I would encourage is to enjoy the idea of failing. And I used to say when I was coaching kids, baseball, and actually still coach kids, the idea that failure needs to be a requirement. And there's a mindset among way too many people that failure is not an option. And my experience with people who think that failure is not an option is that their comfort zone is really small. And they're afraid to make a mistake. And because of that, they're not willing to try new things and they're not willing to take on risks. And as a result of that, new innovations, new processes, new ways of engaging, they never happen. So yeah, failure is a requirement is another thing that I would offer as a
tip. Failure is a requirement. So all those action movies where they say failure is not an option.
Yeah, that's nonsense. Nonsense. Fail often, but learn quickly, right? And, you know, our friend around the corner from you, Luke Talbot at Compass Outdoor Adventures, is building a Compass Indoor Adventures business. And I promise you, every week he's making three or four mistakes that he's learning from. And he's building a global business. And it's been 3 months.
Wow. And really, you don't have to, things don't have to be perfect before you try something new. Sometimes it's just the action of just starting, whether it's just starting something. Yeah. Just do it. Just tomorrow. You don't have to wait for things to be perfect. Just do it, right?
It's like I will tell my kids, and actually I use this a lot with clients. It's easy to go out and walk a mile today, and it's easy to go out and walk a mile tomorrow. But it would be impossible to wait until December 31st and try to walk 365 miles on that last day of the year. And the only way you make that long journey is by taking bite-sized chunks, which kind of ties in with the idea if you could get 2% better on a consistent basis, you're probably going to be happy with where you land.
Yeah, that's true. Action helps, really helps you feel better about trying new things. Just action item. Yeah.
They say exercise is medicine and taking action in business is good medicine for your business.
Yeah. Well, I like that. Well, thank you, Dr. Bell.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Celebrity Beth Burrows.
Oh, you make me laugh. Okay. Did you have any final thoughts? I mean, I would like to regularly do a Valley business where perhaps we talk about business issues or we could have a particular business guest on, but I would love to have you on again if you're willing.
Of course.
Okay.
And maybe offline if you're interested in building a catalog of interesting stories is how I think of podcasts. You know, maybe we can talk about some ideas to kind of throw around. We can do a quick brainstorm. And I would love for you to do that because it would give me another podcast to listen to. So thank you in advance for the work that you're doing on behalf of the Valley business community.
Well, we'll try our best. And I do think the most successful ones, podcasts are where you tell a story. People want to connect and they want to hear that they're not alone and to hear about other people's experiences. So I think storytelling is wraps it up in a nutshell. So that was a good description. Yes. So I think that's great. And any parting thoughts beyond that?
I would invite everyone to check out the Chamber of Commerce website, snowvalley.org. Check out the events calendar, reach out to Kelly Coughlin. If you're interested in learning more about the chamber, kelly@snowvalley.org or my email address, earl@earlbell.com.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you'll be able to find at places around town a fabulous community guide that the Snoqualmie Valley Chamber put out. It's colorful. It reads like a high-end magazine. You can find it in all of the communities throughout the valley. It's a lovely guide. So an end of
it's a lovely guide with interesting stories. The idea is we wanted our 2020 edition to be a springboard to something that will be hotel quality in 2021. And I think the team that put together that guide with Kelly's leadership did an amazing job. And really excited that we've got an asset that we can use to share the message of all of the great things that we can do in the Valley.
Oh, absolutely. And just the look of it. I mean, you can tell the Snoqualmie Valley Chamber, we're going to just excel. We're on a rocket ship to the stars because it's beautifully done. And everything that you and Kelly have been doing has just been beautifully done. So,
And you too, Beth. Appreciate you being part of the team.
All right. Well, we'll sign off for now. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Behind the Curtain with Earl Bell from the Snoqualmie Valley Chamber, and we will check with you next time. Thank you so much.